Stillman & Company is delivered by TriStar Moving, ESPN 102.5. The game, Caroline Fenton is here. Hello, Caroline.
Hello, how are you?
I am good. Ian is here. We have a loaded show, TD Power Hour at 3 o'clock. Teron will be here with us. Terry Crisp will be here today. I mean, just a loaded show for a big game tonight. Let me say, though, before we get all rocking and rolling on everything and whatnot, by the way, we're also streaming on YouTube, Twitter, Periscope, Twitch. I think that's it. But let me say at 3 o'clock, we have some very important information that I have kind of teased this for a while now. But the NFL draft is coming, and I know there's going to be a lot of options for how you can listen to the draft or watch the draft or consume the draft. But I think if you're a longtime Titan fan, I think that at 3 o'clock, you will want to be listening. If you're a recent Titan fan, I think 3 o'clock you'll want to be listening. Our coverage will be totally catered to Titans fans, and it will involve me talking the least, which I think is probably what everybody who doesn't like me wants anyway. So 3 o'clock, be listening for that. But there is a big Preds game tonight against the Carolina Hurricanes. A big one. And I don't feel like it's getting the buzz. It's not a sexy team. It's the Carolina Hurricanes, who quite frankly don't really mean much. And the large picture, they're not a longtime rival like the Chicago Blackhawks. They're not a team that's neck and neck all season long like the Winnipeg Jets a couple of years ago. They've never been in your division. In fact, they've never been in your conference. So here's Carolina tonight. They're not the defending cup champions like Tampa Bay was on Tuesday night. So it's just kind of like, it is what it is. But then I started to look at the numbers. Weight loss. Everybody is always thinking about weight loss one way or another. And I think as somebody who has been really, really chubby, somebody who has lost a bunch of weight, somebody who's gained weight, lost weight, I know how to gain weight, I know how to lose weight, and I know what the traps that you could fall into were. I'm about 207 now. You know, when I was a kid in high school, I was about 250, 260. Got down in college at one point to like 185. So I've kind of been through all of it. And let me say this. One thing that I always even have to argue with myself or hear myself saying, but one thing I always see is somebody who's done about 30 minutes of cardio and then says, you know what? I can have that donut tonight. I can have that piece of cake. I can have that cookie. I can do it. I worked out today. You know, I worked out today. I'm good. I worked out. But then all you're really doing is you're canceling the progress you made in your workout. Tonight, the Predators aren't expected to win when they play the Carolina Hurricanes. Carolina's in first place. Carolina was in the Eastern Conference Final a couple of years ago. They have really good players. They're well-coached. They were expected to be here. Carolina is considered a contender for the Stanley Cup. According to MoneyPuck.com, the Predators have a 36.6% chance to win tonight. And yet, I find tonight's game to be huge. They're riding the emotional high. The general manager showed his confidence in the team on Monday, and they rewarded that confidence by spanking the defending cup champions on Tuesday. This is a team, after beating Dallas again in a shootout, that I think believes they belong in the playoffs. This is a team that I believe their fans believe they belong in the playoffs. But there's no guarantee you're going to make the playoffs. According to the same website, MoneyPuck.com, the Predators have a 62% chance of making the playoffs. That's pretty good. But their expected points are 63.2. So round down, that's 63. Dallas, meanwhile, is expected to finish with 60.8 points. Round up, that's 61. The difference between 63 and 61 is one game. So right now, I feel pretty good about the Predators making the playoffs. I think David Poile feels pretty good about the Predators making the playoffs. He just decided to keep the team together. But again, right now, by one game. That's what makes today so big. You made progress on Tuesday. Just like that person that got their exercise, their morning cardio, their 30 minutes on the elliptical, I worked out today. Don't ruin it by eating a donut. two games against Carolina. You're not supposed to win. You're not expected to win these two games. By the way, you know who Dallas is playing today? They're playing Columbus. You know who Chicago's playing today? They're playing Detroit. They are expected to win those games. I don't know how long this run, this hot streak the Predators are on, I don't know how long it's going to last. I don't know if this it factor that we talk about, I don't know if this is something that is so big that will carry them all the way deep into the playoffs. They'll knock off Carolina or Tampa Bay in a series. They will believe in themselves past probably Colorado if they ended up in the, I guess they reseed now once everybody gets out of their divisions. They'll get past Colorado, and then they'll get a showdown with Peter Laviolette in Washington in the Cup Final, and this it factor, whatever it is, whether it's the young players or the reinforcements or John Hines or the belief or whatever, will push them over the top. I have no idea. I have no idea how long it's going to last. But right now, we can't worry about that. Right now, we can't worry about whether or not they could compete with Tampa Bay in the first round of the playoffs. We can't worry whether or not they could compete with Carolina or with Florida in the second round of the playoffs. We can't worry about whether or not they can compete with Colorado or some of the top teams in the league, Washington, Toronto, the Islanders. We can't worry about any of that. What we have to worry about right now is making the playoffs. And again, you've got a 60% chance of making the playoffs. That's a whole heck of a lot better than 3 weeks ago when you had a 4% chance of making the playoffs. These things go up and they go down quickly. Dallas, I hate to break it to you, is very, very even as far as I'm concerned with the Predators. Every time you play them, they either beat you in regulation or you beat them in a shootout. That is the definition of being close. You're never going to blow them out. They blew you out early in the season when you weren't very good. But that's it. Everything else has been right down to the wire with the Dallas Stars. That's how close you are with them. That the prediction is one game. So tonight and Thursday night, when you play Carolina, you have an opportunity to steal. When they play Columbus tonight and Thursday night, they have the opportunity to mess up. Again, I'm not even talking about the mental aspect of what a win tonight over Carolina would do. I'm not even talking about, we looked at Tuesday night's game with, okay, they spanked Tampa. What does that mean if they play Tampa in a playoff series? I'm not looking to the fact that if the playoffs started today, they would be taking on the Carolina Hurricanes. I'm not even getting into that, which I think is very much a point worth discussing as far as this game's concerned tonight. I'm just looking at the ramifications of making the playoffs, because right now that's all that matters. That's what they've told us is what matters by their actions. They got to make the playoffs now. The pressure is on to make the playoffs. You didn't get anything in return for Mikael Granlund. You didn't get anything for Eric Halla or for Nick Cousins. So those guys better go out there. You better make the playoffs. But you're so close to not making it that it makes today's game. Don't look at today's game. Don't lose today's game and say, oh, it's okay, we beat Tampa on Tuesday. We're not supposed to beat Carolina. They're the best team in the division. You cannot have that approach. The Predator, this is a big freaking game. It is big. And I hope that we go into it with that approach, with that feeling that these two games, but specifically this one tonight, is a big game. I'll compare it to the Titans. There are times where the Titans are a good team or a playoff caliber team, and they have a game against a good team at home or even on the road. In 2019, the Titans started off poorly. Marcus Mariota got benched. In came Ryan Tannehill. They won the games they were supposed to win. They beat the Raiders. They beat the Colts. They beat the Jags. They beat the Chargers. Then came a home game against the Houston Texans. The winner of that home game pretty much was guaranteed to make the playoffs and in the driver's seat for the division. That game went right down to the wire. Titans couldn't kick field goals. Titans couldn't cover DeAndre Hopkins. Anthony Firkser drops a ball at the goal line. Then Houston returns all the way for their own touchdown, basically. You lose, they win the division. That's a big game. This game tonight is a big game. It is an opportunity to swing the pace of where you are in order to make the playoffs. Again, you've got a 62% chance of making the playoffs. That's not great. Dallas is right on your heels. The expectation is you'll finish one game ahead of them. Do you trust that you'll sweep three in a row from the Blackhawks? Do you trust that every game you play the rest of the way, you don't have any more against Detroit, that you can hold your own and you can get to that 63-point total? You're going to have to steal some games along the way. Tonight's a big one against Carolina. And I guess, Caroline, that thing I have a problem with is I'm not sure I feel the buzz. I'm not sure I feel the buzz about tonight's game with Carolina like I should. Now, I know there's a radio station in town that just completely ignores the Predators. Like, if I was a Preds fan, I would be embarrassed. If I, you know, you're in a big city in Nashville, and some people just ignore the team, and I don't know why. Because to me, I think it's the number one thing going right now. I think tonight's game is a big game, and I'm not sure I hear the buzz for it.
Yeah, I agree. I felt like, what was that, Tuesday night when we played Tampa Bay? I felt it. I felt it in the city. I really felt like this team, this city, we were ready for this game. And I don't know if it's maybe a little bit of a hangover from that huge win on Tuesday, or maybe people are saying, okay, like, or maybe people feel like they're in a comfortable spot to make the playoffs. But like you said, we're not. The Stars are right there. The Blackhawks are right there. We're playing an incredibly difficult series against Carolina, where those teams that are right behind us are not playing difficult series. I don't know what it is. I don't know if that's just my feeling. I don't know if I'm completely wrong, but I would agree with you that it doesn't feel like there's a big game tonight. Every game from now on is a big game.
Sure. And now look, if you go out there and you're the Predators and you reel off, like you just reel off this one, you reel off tomorrow, and you take two out of three from the Blackhawks, right? And now all of a sudden Dallas is looking at you and they're 15 points behind, or they're 8 points behind, or they're 10 points behind. And those games in hand that they have, that starts to close a little bit. Fine. Then maybe every game doesn't become as important. You know, if you clinch a playoff spot in the last week of the season, then those other two games aren't as important for sure. But right now I keep looking at that estimation that MoneyPuck.com has, that is, they expect you to finish with 63. They expect Dallas to finish with 61. That means you can't have any hiccups anywhere along the way. And every game you win against Carolina or against the Florida Panthers, every game you win against those teams is a game you stole off the ledger. And that's why tonight's a big one. That's how I feel about tonight's game. And again, I'm not sure if I hear the buzz around town for tonight's game that I'm used to. I mean, this is 6 o'clock start tonight against Carolina. And I know it's not, you know, the Carolina team is not like a rivalry team or anything like that, but there's something to this now. It is a big one tonight. So the Predators have decided this is what they think about their team. They wanted to go for it. So they are in theory going for it by standing pat. But they're going for it. They got their win Tuesday night. Dallas plays Columbus. They're going to win tonight. Chicago plays Detroit. They're going to win tonight. You play Carolina. Can you keep pace? 615-737-1025 is our phone number. 615-737-1025. We'll get your thoughts. And this is the question I have for the callers and the texters and everybody else. Do you look at tonight's game like it's that big? Do you look at it like it's a big game tonight? And what I really mean by that is, if they lose tonight, will you be disappointed? Or are you expecting, hey, Carolina's really good, the Preds aren't going to win every game, let's keep it real? What are your expectations in that regard? Or are we off our rockers and thinking tonight's a big game for the Predators? 615-737-1025 is our phone number. We're live from the Wholesaling Studio, powered by RumbleOn.com. Caroline Fenton is here. Ian is here. And a common thread or a trend that happens when you play teams ahead of you in the standings that I don't think tonight's game is. And I think the Predators better get it out of their heads if they think it about tonight's game We'll get to that next. Stillman and Company right here. It's ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Coach, this is a Carolina team certainly at the top of the division, but obviously we know what your team has been able to do lately as well. What is important tonight in this one, and how do you keep things going against this club here? Another test against one of the top teams.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great challenge for our group. I think that Carolina, top five team in the league, they're top of the Central Division right now. And, you know, they're very competitive. I mean, they're a group that, you know, they're competitive in their lineup. They play fast. You know, you can tell they all play on the same page with how they want to play tactically. So for us, we know it's going to be a speed game. There has to be a lot of, you know, competitiveness and work ethic for us. And, you know, we think that this is a good test. We haven't beat them yet this year. I think we're 0-3 against Carolina. So, you know, we need to make sure that we're continuing to build our game and continue to get wins, but, you know, really have a strong focus level on this two game set of getting to our game to a higher level.
There you go. That was John Hines. By the way, Caroline, don't be fooled. John Hines, when he says, I think we haven't beaten them this year, John Hines doesn't think they haven't beaten them this year. John Hines knows they haven't.
I think he knows.
He knows they haven't beaten them this year. Carolina, if the playoffs started today, that's who they'd be playing, the Carolina Hurricanes. And I think tonight is a big game. Hey, tune in later on in the show. We'll reveal a keyword for you to text into the game text line for your chance to win the T-Mobile Hockey Homegate giveaway, a Dos Equis prize pack, including a case of beer, dessert from Nothing Bundt Cakes, a T-Mobile prize pack, and food provided by 312 Pizza Company in Germantown. I always love the term house money, playing with house money. You know, that's when you are so not expected to win a game or win a series or win whatever that they say, you've got house money. You've got nothing to lose. Nobody will get fired. Nobody will get mad. Nobody will get upset. We've all seen it, right? Titans made it to the playoffs in 2019. They're going on the road to Foxborough to take on Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, and the New England Patriots. If they had lost that game, we would have said, you know what? It was tough, but they got to the first round of the playoffs this year. They didn't make it to the playoffs the year before. They went up against the greatest coach of all time, the greatest quarterback. That's what happens. You lose. You move on. They get to the AFC Championship game, and everybody is saying, oh, yeah, they absolutely had nothing to lose in that game. I mean, they were heroes for getting to the AFC title game. House money. It's legit. You play the Ravens this year in the playoffs. You win the division. You're hosting a home playoff game for the first time since 2008. And Lamar Jackson runs all over you. Ryan Tannehill throws an interception intended for Khalif Raymond. The defense doesn't get any meaningful stops. You punt on 4th-and-2. There's pressure. There was pressure to win that game. There's people that were upset that they didn't win that game. That's not a house money game. You could look at tonight's game against Carolina, and you could say, it's house money. Again, Money Puck says they've only got a 35% chance of winning this game anyways. Carolina's in first place. Carolina's beaten them 3 in a row. Carolina was in the Eastern Conference Final a couple years ago. Carolina has really good players like Sebastian Aho. They're a good team. What are you? They're not going to win every game. The Preds have been red hot. They're bound to lose it at some point. And yet, I don't feel that way right now. I do not. Not with the Dallas Stars where they are. Not with where I believe the Dallas Stars roster is in terms of the Nashville Predators roster. Not where I see the Dallas Stars are playing the Columbus Blue Jackets and should win those games for a team that just traded their captain in Columbus, that knows they're going to fire their coach at the end of the year, that knows that they're kind of starting over again. I expect Dallas, a playoff team, I expect them to take those two games. I expect Chicago to take their games against Detroit. You don't have any more games this year against Detroit. I do not look at tonight as a house money game. I think tonight is a big game. Now, it's not the end of the world if you lose. But it's certainly not a freebie that, hey, if you lose this game, it's okay, regroup, get ready for Thursday. I mean, losing tonight does have some ramifications. And so I hope the Predators don't have it in their heads. And I, you know, John Hines would never clue you in to what he's thinking or how he's thinking. But I hope they don't have it in their heads tonight that, hey, you lose tonight, we can still pat ourselves on the back after the game and say, hey, you know, we've won a bunch of games. Don't be doing that now. Tonight, it's a big game. Tonight, I don't think it's one of those freebies. I don't think it's, I certainly do not think it's there.
Yeah, I mean, you saw, and I don't think that would be the case if the Predators do lose tonight. I don't think that that would be the case because you saw 3-0 loss to Tampa Bay. And yes, you could call it a moral victory because they played very well, but they came back on Dallas and won, albeit it was a shootout, but it was a win. They came back again, beat Tampa Bay 7-2. So I don't think the way that this team is currently playing, I don't think they have that attitude of, oh, well, we had a good run and sure, it might end here. That's not what we've seen the past few weeks.
And I'm not saying tonight's a must win either. It's like a weird spot, right? Like there's the games that you absolutely have to win. I mean, I don't want to say Dallas on Sunday night was a must win.
It felt like it.
But it kind of felt like a playoff game. I'm not saying that this is that. It's not a must win. I'm just saying, man, it's a big game. And I will say this for the belief factor too. This is not a Carolina team that is missing a lot of its pieces. This is not a Carolina team that's going to run backup goalies out at you like the Predators knocked off on Tuesday night in Tampa Bay. Like this is a good team on the road. And I'm just saying that I feel like if they, we talked about this yesterday a little bit, if they go out there and they smack Carolina, I mean, if they go out and just give the Hurricanes the business and win one of these games, I think it will be a real eye opener and a message sender to Dallas and to Chicago that you better be perfect. You better be perfect down the stretch, because if I'm beating Tampa Bay and Carolina and you're losing to Columbus and Detroit, you are not going to catch me. I said when they went into the season, you know, it's funny. I didn't have big expectations this year. I think, you know, they traded for PK Subban. And everybody at that point thought, okay, big expectations. This was a team that went 7 games in the second round, right at the cusp of getting into the conference final. San Jose ends up going to the cup final. You trade for PK Subban. Those are real expectations. I mean, that's a team that's expected to at least get to the second round far into the playoffs. You get to the Stanley Cup final, and then you win the President's Trophy. Losing in the second round is really disappointing. I mean, it wasn't like everybody wanted to throw everybody under the bus or anything like that, but it's just disappointing to lose that kind of game. Then you're not as competitive as you were before, but you win your division out in the first round. People are mad. People are mad. Then you might not make the playoffs. Coach gets fired. So it kind of goes in trends. So then when this year started, I didn't really have expectations. I said, okay, if you're going to make the playoffs this year, you're going to lose to Tampa Bay and Carolina. You're going to have to knock off, we thought, Chicago and Detroit were going to be the two bad teams in the division. You're going to have to win all your games against Chicago and Detroit, and you're going to have to split with Dallas, Florida, and Columbus. Well, now we know Columbus is a bad team, and we know Dallas isn't as good as we thought. They were in the cup final a year ago. We know they're not that good. So now it changes a little bit. But because you lost some games to Detroit, because you lost some games earlier in the year to Dallas, lost one, I believe, at Columbus. Now you need to steal some games back here and there. You stole one against Tampa the other night, got to steal one against Carolina. 615-737-1025 is our phone number, 615-737-1025. I know you got a lot of thoughts on tonight's game. Caroline's told me that the text line is blowing up, so we will get to those. We've also got a giveaway later on coming up, so we got a ton of stuff to get to. TD Power Hour, big announcement at 3 o'clock as well. And a little lineup news that we'll get into coming up on the other side. There is one thing I am hoping and praying the Predators are getting ready to do, just for my own personal excitement. They're not going to do it tonight, but it may be close. We'll get to that next. Right here, Stillman & Company on ESPN 102.5 The Game. You know what season it is? It's moving season. If you're looking to move, you need to give my friends at TriStar Moving a call. At TriStar Moving, you'll get 5-star service throughout the entire process. Everything, and I mean everything, will be taken care of, from covering your floors and your banisters, railings, front door thresholds. They'll even wrap and protect all of your furniture and put all of your TVs into protective boxes. I know this because they took great care of my home, and they put all these TVs into protective boxes and did a fantastic job. They even have a brand new state-of-the-art storage facility located in Mount Juliet just for you. Their owners, Garrett and Robert, are true Nashvillians, and they care about helping this community any way they can, not just making a buck. So if you're looking to move, give my friends at TriStar Moving a call. 615-640-1219, or visit them online, nashvillemoving.org/radio. They'll give you 5% off your entire move. That's nashvillemoving.org/radio, TriStar Moving, my official movers.
I just wanted to ask John about the decision to recall Philip Tomasino to the taxi squad. Is it possible we could see him tonight or in the near future? And what are the immediate plans for him?
Well, we think Phillips played very well in Chicago. And, you know, I think when you look at the track record of guys that are playing well in Chicago when they've come in here, you know, I think he was a second leading scorer there besides Tanner Janot. But it's not just the scoring. I think that's a big part of his game. But the way that he's playing, we feel like he's got some good seasoning down there. There's no guarantee that he will not be in tonight. We're going to go with the same lineup that we had versus Tampa. But it is an opportunity where, you know, there's a possibility he could get in. But as you said, it's still there's still going to be decisions. Are they injuries? Is it the right fit? You know, does someone, you know, not play to the standard that, you know, we need them to play as you continue to get players back? So I think, you know, regarding Phillip, we recalled him based on his play. And yes, there's been some talk about possibility getting him in the lineup, but it's not guaranteed. Because we have all kinds of decisions to make if guys are coming back from injury. And we also like to base it on performance.
There you go. John Hines not going to play Philip Tomasino, number one prospect in the Predator system, not going to play him tonight, but not ruling out that they're going to play him. Remember, this is a kid who's got more hype right now than Elli Tolvanen as far as the preseason prospect ranking. I mean, again, I have no idea. Is Tomasino a big boy forward? I don't know. As I've said, do Preds prospects on your own time. But when you are hyped up as the number one guy, I'd like to see you in the lineup. The more talent in the lineup, the better, and I'm here for it. By the way, 102.5 The Game is kicking off every weekend with free beer. Who doesn't love free beer? Tune in all day Friday for your chance to win a $25 gift card from Bavarian Beer House located at the Opry Mills Mall. Time now to take a look at our phone lines. Our text line is driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Caroline Fenton is on the text line. Caroline, what do we have?
Tyler from Berry Hill said something that I kind of agree with. He said, tonight is not the big game. It's the set that is big. You've got to win at least one of two to prove you can play with this Carolina team. And I kind of agree, which makes tonight's game big because it's one half of this set. But I think if you come away with one out of two, I'd be happy.
Remember talking about house money? You win tonight, Thursday night, house money.
Right.
You know, I mean, that is, I try to be fair with all of this. Thursday night's game is total house money. I would say this, though. How much do we factor in the mental aspect that if the playoffs were to start today, Carolina would be the team that you're going to face in the first round? I think everybody would tell you Tampa Bay, and I read the numbers on The Athletic. Tampa Bay is still considered, you know, analytically or whatever, to be the bigger contender, the more likely cup champion than Carolina is. And the thing that holds down, according to their models, both Tampa Bay and Carolina, is the fact that they would have to play each other in order to get out of the division. But as of right now, there's nothing set in stone that says the Tampa Bay Lightning are going to be the number one seed. So there's a possibility that the Predators are the four, Carolina is the one, and you would match up with them in the first round. So I ask, how much do we look at this and say, hey, if you can go in there and say you split the two games, but you just rough them up. They rough you up. I mean, two just down to the wire hockey games. How much does the mental aspect benefit the Predators that they would say, hey, we know we can play with them? Forget about the three games they've already played. Because that was, you know, I think one of them was very early in the season, like the third game. And then Carolina had a little COVID issue after that. So they didn't play the fourth game. And then they played two that started off that road trip that began everything. And I think the first one was an overtime loss. So you've played them three times already when you weren't good. And two of those were you know, right there at the end. How important is the mental aspect of what this team will think about themselves if they were to go into Carolina and have to win in a playoff series?
I think it's huge, and I think we go into this game and this series the same way that we went into Tampa Bay on Tuesday. We thought if they can beat Tampa Bay tonight, then we are going to feel so much better about them about facing the Predators facing Tampa Bay in the playoffs. And I think that we apply that same logic here. If they can play well, win a game or two, then I would feel so much better about the the Predators playing in the playoffs, because that shows them, hey, we can do this. You know, we may not get a win, but if we can stay neck and neck with them, we can the Predators can play against them in the playoffs.
Good catch.
And compete.
What else is in the text line?
Donovan said in the text line, this win is important, but what's even more important is that their style of play continues. They've just got to keep this grind going.
So the style of play is important. I mean, the fact that even when they didn't win Saturday night against Tampa Bay, you really felt like the effort was there. You felt like the compete level was there. You just thought, okay, Tampa Bay is a little bit better. I do think, though, that winning is really important right now. You know, for two reasons. One, we just brought up the idea of playing Carolina in the playoffs. If you go in there and you beat them, especially if you sweep them, but if you go in there and you beat them, the mental aspect that it would give you of, okay, if you got to face this team in the playoffs, you know you can beat them, I think is important. The second thing is, I think you need to pick off one of these two games for the standings, where even if Dallas takes care of Columbus and they win both games, and again, I don't know if this is a two-game series for Dallas. I don't know what's going on with these other teams because the schedule is so, you know, so mushuggy anyways. I don't know what is what. But let's just say that they play two with Columbus. If Dallas takes two, you got to at least take one from Carolina so that you maintain at least a little bit of pace. I mean, when I see the expected point total for you is 63, for Dallas is 61, that makes me nervous. Because that means that you're one catastrophic injury or one screw up away from now it's that one game to where it's evened out and now you're tied. Or there's that screw up and somebody gets hurt and you, or maybe you cool off a little bit and you revert to the mean, and all of those things are in the back of my mind and they all worry me about making the playoffs. So I do think that how they play is important in these games, but they do need to win one of these games.
That's important to note because we've talked a lot about, you know, this mental aspect. Can they keep this momentum going? Are they going to feel mentally ready going into a second game against Carolina, going into the playoffs? But you have to think about the actual points of it all. And I'm sure Dallas is sitting pretty thinking, hey, like, we've got a pretty easy series coming up, and they're going to be playing for that playoff spot.
Mm-hmm. So apparently, here's Dallas's schedule. 2 versus Columbus, and then 4 in a row against Detroit.
Oof.
And meanwhile, you're playing the Chicago Blackhawks, you're playing the Carolina Panthers, or the Carolina Hurricanes, and then I think, Ian, I do believe you're playing the Florida Panthers at some point.
Yes.
So, I mean, buckle up, baby. Like, just keep the hot streak going. Just keep the hot streak going so that you don't run into that. What else is in the text line?
We've got one texter into the text line saying, okay, we lose both of these games. What next? What do you think happens next?
Boy, we have a rule on the show that you don't get in trouble for something you haven't done yet. But I do think if they lose both games and Dallas takes 2 against Columbus, and then you're staring at 4 against Detroit with Dallas, that would bother me. Because, again, I mean, I don't think I can overemphasize how close to Dallas you are. I think we would all agree that Carolina is better than you. You know, everybody says talent-wise they're better than you, standings-wise they're better than you, and they're 3-0 against you so far this season. So even though you've improved, Carolina's still better than you. Okay? Then there's Tampa Bay. We would agree that they're better than you. Florida, and I think the Athletic said it was kind of like 50-50 if you were to play Florida. I need to see the new Predators, you know, this group. I need to see them play the Florida Panthers before I decide, you know, what the gap is between the Preds and the Florida Panthers. But there is no gap with Dallas. There is no gap. They have all these games in hand because of their COVID issues and their weather issue and everything else. So they can make up ground on you. And every time you play them, it goes literally right down to the wire. I mean, it is as how many shootout wins do they have over Dallas? If this thing goes right neck and neck, one thing that we may look back on and regret about the season is that the Predators didn't win those Dallas games in regulation because Dallas has picked up so many points from the overtime and shootout losses. So you're right there with Dallas. You lose these 2 games to Carolina, Dallas gets two against Columbus and four against Detroit. They could catch up in a heartbeat. So that's why I look at tonight's game, and I will feel so much better about everything if the Predators just win this first game. Because then the monkey is off their back about dealing with this Carolina series and looking at what Dallas could do. And yeah, guess what? It is scoreboard watching season. This idea that it's not, you know, that we shouldn't be in scoreboard watching season, or that, you know, the Predators or you guys said they should sell, or you don't believe in the team. Look, the team chose the path they're on. This is the path they're on. This is the path that you all cared about. Caroline, you talked about, you know, in the text line on Monday, you felt like what, 60-40 people that were happy with the decision to stand pat, happy with the decision to try to make a run at it, and 40% that were, that wanted to sell and were unhappy with what they did?
Right.
Okay. So this is the path they've chosen. So now we're following the path. And to me, not making the playoffs after what they did Monday would be a big disappointment. So now it's, how do you get in? And this, again, Carolina, to the texter's point, hey, you lose both games. You're not out of it. You were expected to lose both games. It's not the end of the world, but it's not a good sign if you lose both games to Carolina. That's what makes today's game so big. You win today, you take the pressure off yourself. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. We'll get back into your texts and your calls, plus we'll hit the headlines. And I've got an NFL take that I want to get to. Because surprise, surprise, Caroline Fenton, there are a lot of people who apparently have a new team as far as competing for the Super Bowl. And you will never guess who that new team is, and you will never guess why.
I hope it's not who I think it is.
Eye roll. We'll get to that coming up next here on Stillman & Company, delivered by TriStar Moving. Tune into Robbie and Rex Road every weekday morning at 8:45 when the Preds have a weekday game this season for your chance to participate in Preds Pick to Click. And you can win a prize pack brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. Your next chance to participate is Monday morning. Stillman & Company is delivered by TriStar Moving. It's ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Look, I would say that I don't necessarily believe that they are. I do believe that they are continuing to do a great job of building out this roster and kind of changing the expectations in Cleveland, you know, one acquisition, one game, one win at a time. And that's exactly what, you know, I think Kevin Stefanski had in mind when he was hired. And that's exactly the kind of culture that these guys in this locker room have ultimately put together.
There you go. Oh, one piece at a time. The Cleveland Browns. They got a piece yesterday, Jadeveon Clowney. And what did I say, Caroline Fenton, when I was talking about what ESPN was going to do today? Clowney, who I think is a replacement-level player, much closer to the practice squad than he is the Pro Bowl. Cleveland signs him yesterday. What did I tell you ESPN was going to do today?
Praise it.
Okay. Mike Greenberg asked the question to his panel about who was the second-best team in the AFC behind Kansas City. And Greenberg, when Booger McFarland said Buffalo and Lewis Riddick said Indianapolis, Greeny, here's what he said.
But I will say this, the Browns were really good last year. The second season in this system, the quarterback should be better. And they're adding Jadeveon Clowney on one side of the ball and Odell Beckham Jr. on the other. He basically didn't play when they got
those are names
year.
Right now, Greeny.
Listen, those are names.
Those are names.
We know. They're names that can play.
They're names that can play. Let's keep in mind, Odell's never been on a good team before, and you know my thoughts on Clowney. So I thought that was bad, right? That Greeny, and I like Greeny, but Greeny's kind of sucking into it right there. That belief that, hey, they got Clowney and Odell Beckham. One hallmark you're going to learn about sports talk radio is there's nothing like when the big name gets released or the big name wants a trade or the big name, and it's, I'm sure this is every local market in America, but certainly here. Jared, what do you think? Should the Titans go after Antonio Brown? Jared, what do you think? Should they go after Le'Veon Bell? Jared, what do you think? Should they go after Odell Beckham? What do you think? What do you think? And 99% of the time, my answer is no. J.J. Watt, I said yes. But then when I saw how much money he got, no. But Greeny's buying into it. Max Kellerman on First Take today. Here's what he said about the addition of Jadeveon Clowney.
Jadeveon Clowney has been an underrated player because he's a good run stopper, right? He doesn't put up sexy stats. The sacks is what we look for. It's easy to understand with defensive end or guys who play on the defensive line. And he can go get the quarterback. We've seen it when healthy. He can go get the quarterback. But he can also stop the run. You have him and Myles Garrett coming off either end with all the additions on defense. Yeah, not only will I say that the Browns should be favored in the AFC North right now, they're contenders to win the Super Bowl. They are Super Bowl contenders.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Super Bowl contenders now because they signed Clowney. And not only that, hey, we know he can get the quarterback. We know he has 3 sacks over the last 2 years. He's a great run stopper. At Minnesota, Dalvin Cook had 181 yards against the Titans. I can't believe that people can't quit the Clowney drug. Colin Cowherd opened his show today on Fox and said, it's all on Baker Mayfield now. Why? Because they added Clowney? Again, if there's a guy who leaves a team and every team that gets rid of him doesn't want him, it's probably you. I've never been married, so I've never been divorced. I plan on getting married one time, Caroline, and that's it. And then I don't plan on getting married ever again. And I don't plan on getting divorced either. But we all know those people that have been divorced like 3 or 4 times, right?
Which is okay.
But at what point, you know, after your 4th divorce, don't you look in the mirror and say, yeah, you know, maybe I'm the problem?
I've also never been married or divorced, so I can't speak to that topic, but I'm sure that that is something that, you know, hey, at one point you have to look in the mirror and say,
you're the problem.
I'm the problem.
And if you're Clowney and Houston doesn't want you and Seattle doesn't want you and Tennessee doesn't want you and now Cleveland wants you, ESPN can say whatever they want, which is not surprising. They love this Clowney signing, but I'm actually dropping the Browns in my head as to what I think they're capable of because I don't think Clowney's very good. Okay, it's time for Caroline's Headlines.
We're spanning the sports world. It's Headlines with Caroline on Stillman & Company. Right here on Nashville's best sports talk.
ESPN.
102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
First and foremost, happy Jackie Robinson Day.
Yes,
one of my favorite traditions in professional sports. Also, Matthew McConaughey is now a part owner of Austin FC and the team's Minister of Culture. If Nashville's teams had a Minister of Culture, who would it be?
That's tough. I don't even know what that means. Like, what is that title? So does he preach to the team, or is he the guy that if you're upset with the coach, you go to Matthew McConaughey and you complain about it? Like, I don't...
Like, I think it just means, like, he's the one who gets everyone rallied around the city.
Man, I think that's kind of dumb. But I have thought this for a long time. And I'm not trying to throw... I'm not trying to tell anybody what to do with this. If I feel like telling the Titans what to do, you know, I wouldn't hide it. I have long thought that the Titans should hire Chris Sanders. And the reason I think they should hire Chris Sanders is not because Chris and I are friends, although we obviously are very, very close. I think the Titans should have hired Chris Sanders a while back because I think it's important to have a former player who is as positive as Chris is, that has the experience that Chris has. I think it's important to have that in your community. I think it's important for the young players to have a guy who is an employee of the team but is not on the coaching staff that they can go to, that can mentor them both on the field and off the field. Chris is a guidance counselor at NBA, and I guarantee you there are probably a lot of kids at NBA who have benefited from being able to go to Chris. And so I've always thought that's the kind of guy the Titans need. I also think Chris would be a great ambassador, you know, not just coming on this show, but if I were the Titans, I'd want Chris to go on every show and talk about the Titans. He's a very positive person. He cares very much about the organization. He cares very much about the city. I think the players would find him as somebody that they could trust and believe in, who's not an authority figure, is not a coach, not a general manager, can't fire him, can't cut him, but can certainly help him. So while we joke about whatever that title you told me Matthew McConaughey has, I have long thought, and I don't think I've ever said this, because maybe something like this is not my place to tell the Titans what to do. It's not like a transaction, you know, a football transaction, but I have long thought that Chris Sanders, or a guy like Chris Sanders, a former player, I know Marcus Robertson had a role like this for a while. I've always thought that a guy like that would have a good fit for the Titans in that kind of capacity.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's always important to have someone who's been there before, who, like you said, isn't necessarily in charge of you, but just kind of like a counselor in a way. Also, Trevor Lawrence said that he doesn't feel like he needs to prove anything. He feels like he doesn't have a chip on his shoulder. His dad said he's not, I want to win a Super Bowl at all costs kind of guy. And his high school coach said that he could walk away from football any day and be totally fine. Is this the kind of quarterback that you want leading your team?
So, I mean, I don't really know Trevor Lawrence that well. I mean, I don't know the off the field, the on the field. I mean, I think I would be concerned Nobody talks about this, but as bright as his star was after that freshman year in the national championship, he threw some interceptions in that second year. I mean, he wasn't great in that second year. And they got steamrolled last year by Ohio State in the playoff. I would want to investigate those things. The idea of the high school coach coming out and saying that he could walk away today and be fine, or the idea, I keep thinking this, do we know how much Ryan Tannehill loves football? Like, do we know what motivates Ryan Tannehill? Like, yeah, everybody knows what motivates Tom Brady because Tom Brady tells us what motivates him. But do we know that about Ryan Tannehill? Do we know that about Marcus Mariota? I mean, I think Marcus, everybody told me Marcus was first guy in, last guy out, that Marcus cared about everybody on that team. And he obviously didn't have it in order to be that kind of player. So I don't make too much of what the high school coach says. Although if we were in Jacksonville, we'd probably do 4 hours on it, and it would concern me a little bit.
Yeah, I agree. And it also begs the question, are we maybe overvaluing these players who say that football is their life and they live and die by getting a Super Bowl?
Well, I do think that that matters. I mean, that's why you draft a guy number one overall. You don't draft him as, hey, you know, we'd like to be kind of good. No, we'd like to win.
That's what they're saying about Trevor Lawrence.
We'd like to win the Super Bowl. I think that's how fans are going to feel. But I don't know. Right now, I don't make much of it, but it is something to keep in the back of your mind. And all of a sudden, you see it come up. And, ooh, I don't know. What else?
It is interesting. Rick Barnes and the Vols landed a 4-star recruit, Jonas Adu, yesterday. Number 60 prospect on the 247 Sports rankings. The highest-rated post player to commit to UT under Rick Barnes. 6'11", 215 pounds. Is this going to make a difference for the Vols next year?
So I don't care about it. I mean, I think the transfer stuff matters more. Like, because, again, transfer players are ready to play today. But even Jerry Stackhouse and Vanderbilt, they're getting some recruits. And Rick Barnes getting recruits. And, like, so? You know, I mean, like, Rick Barnes had Kevin Durant. He couldn't win with him. You know, he had Keon Johnson. And Josiah Jordan James was a high recruit. And he hadn't won with him. I mean, I get it. You know, fans love to keep up with it on the day-to-day of, oh, look at our team. Look what we got. Look what we – it's not going to change what Rick Barnes is.
Right.
That one recruit or one – it's not going to – if Kevin Durant doesn't change what Rick Barnes is, this guy, and I don't know anything about him, he's not changing what Rick Barnes is.
Right, exactly. It's not about the recruit, but what you can do with them. Also, there are updated odds for the 49ers' third overall pick. Only one player is favored. And who do you think that is?
Mac Jones.
Justin Fields.
Justin Fields is favored in Vegas to be the third overall pick?
He is. Favored over Mac Jones and Trey Lance, pretty far below Mac Jones. But Justin Fields is the favored pick for the 49ers now.
What's the difference between Fields and Jones?
Not big. Justin Fields minus 121, Mac Jones plus 100.
I think you should put some money on Mac Jones. Because I just don't think. I mean, I think they've made up their mind in San Francisco. And I read some stuff in The Athletic, you know, an unnamed general manager. It sounds like, you know, the experts are all saying, it's like everybody says, and I'm not an insider, I'm not a reporter, it's every time that a Schefter talks or a Rappaport talks or a McShay talks or something, it's like, well, we hear they're going to take Mac Jones, but it's like everybody wants to butt it with, I wouldn't take Mac Jones, but the general consensus is I think they're going to take Mac Jones. So I would put money on Mac Jones. Now, I think Fields is a better player than Jones, but I think they're going to take Mac Jones. Those are Caroline's headlines. Teron Davenport is here. He is stopping by with us. Coming up next, it's the TD Power Hour, and we've got a big announcement about the NFL draft, and that's coming up next as well. Stillman and Company is delivered by TriStar Moving. It's ESPN 102.5 The Game.